It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design, design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. Last night, CNN wasted an entire... Excuse me. They devoted an entire night to talking about global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it, the Green New Deal, you name it, they talked about it. And it was Democratic presidential wannabes. What did you think of it? Well, let's get the national perspective. Check in with Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us. Michael, first of all, thanks for joining us. What did you think of what you saw last night?
Oh, well, after 7 hours, I had a little time for a quick beer before I went to bed and some perspective. And, you know, it was basically just, well, my $1 trillion plan is a better version of a climate plan, or my $16 trillion plan is a better version. I think the bigger things that stood out to me was you had folks like Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg comparing fighting climate change to World War II. You have Bernie Sanders up there wanting to use taxpayer money to fund abortions and control population growth. And then, of course, Elizabeth Warren wants the government to control our consumption of things like light bulbs, straws, and cheeseburgers. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think it was really just interesting to see how far left the party, the Democrat Party, has gone, even on climate change. I mean, now that we're talking about things like population growth, and using taxpayer funds to have abortions in other countries to control the population. I mean, I think they're really off the rocker now. And I think the American people don't have to be mathematicians to realize that a $16 trillion plan, if a $1 trillion plan for tax reform was Armageddon, as Nancy Pelosi put it, I can't even imagine or fathom what a $16 trillion plan would do to our country. And I think a lot of people see this and say, you know what, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I still understand that my taxes are going to go up tenfold to pay for these pie-in-the-sky proposals that they're offering, and they never really have any substance when it comes to how we're actually going to pay for it. And I think the American people understand that it's going to fall on the American taxpayer to pay for these things.
And are you surprised at the disparity of Amy Klobuchar at $1 trillion and Bernie Sanders at $16 trillion for this Green New Deal thing? Are you surprised at the disparity between Democrats?
Not at all. I mean, to your point, it varies anywhere from $1 trillion for a plan or $93 trillion for the Green New Deal plan. So I think it really just shows they have no idea how much this is truly going to cost or at what cost it's going to be to our economy, to American jobs in this country. They just know that they want to go forward with it because they no longer, the Democrat Party, has any room for introspect. They've figured everything out. They know exactly what we need as a country, and they need to move forward with this and eliminate all fossil fuels immediately, as folks like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders have set out on the debate stage so far. That's where they want to go with this. And you heard Joe Biden double down on that again last night, saying coal plants are going to go under. We're not going to make any new coal plants. We're going to get rid of the existing ones. Coal is gone. I thought that was a great message for President Trump with Pennsylvanians, considering the large shale they have in the Marcellus Shale region out there, and for all the coal miners in Pennsylvania as well. I don't know how you file that as an in-kind contribution to President Trump's reelection campaign, but I'm sure there's a way to do it because that's going to help immensely, I think, for the president's reelect.
Yeah, and in those same states that were critical to his 2016 win, the so-called Rust Belt, to be talking like that is just absolutely incredible. I want to zero in on something that Tom Steyer said, even though he was not a part of these debates. Only the people that are going to be on the stage next week in Houston were a part of this. But Chuck Todd interviewed Tom Steyer and asked him if Americans were going to have to give something up. And if so, how much are Americans going to be willing to give up for the Green New Deal? Do you have a feel for what some of those things are if the Democrats get their way?
Yeah, sadly I had to watch all 7 hours last night, but you're looking at banning. I basically felt the entire evening felt like this is just their way of telling the American people, here's everything we want to eliminate in this country, and here's everything we want to undo and get rid of. So they want to get rid of commercial airlines, cows, no more cheeseburgers, no more plastic straws, no more gasoline cars. Andrew Yang last night said everyone's going to love their electric cars. We're going to go immediately to electric cars and get rid of gasoline cars. He also mentioned we're going to do cash for clunkers. I guess he didn't see how that went out the first time around under Barack Obama. Didn't seem to go very well, but these are the things they're calling to eliminate. Kamala Harris wants to eliminate the filibuster. She's going to break precedent and rules as president to eliminate the filibuster, even though a sitting United States president can't do that with executive action. She's going to do that. They basically want to get rid of anything that involves oil and gas or energy in this country that we rely on a daily basis, whether you're in rural America, whether you're in the cities. I don't think the Democrats truly understand how many products are made thanks to things like fracking and oil and gas. I don't think they truly understand that over 10 million jobs would be lost if you move forward with any of these plans and tell folks that work in the oil and gas industry, your jobs are gone. And, if the Democrats look back at 2016 and think, did they learn any lessons? I think they learned from Hillary Clinton. She said, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of work. And I think the lesson they're taking from it, wrongly so, is, well, why stop the coal miners when we can kick more people out of a job? And don't worry, the big federal government will go through and we'll get you a new job. It'll be great. We've seen already with green energy jobs, it isn't always the case, but that's what they're promising right now. And I'm not really sure why. I think in these Rust Belt states, as you mentioned just a minute ago, I don't know how that's going to resonate with voters in those states. They rely on these jobs. They've heard this kind of messaging before and this rhetoric. And that's what drew them to President Trump the first time around. And I think it's absolutely going to draw them back to President Trump this time around, too.
It was amazing. By the way, Michael Joyce joining us, Republican National Committee Deputy Press Secretary. We had a deal out here about 3-4 years ago when then Majority Leader Harry Reid was there for a ribbon cutting at a solar place, trying to insinuate that there'd be hundreds of jobs. It turned out there were two jobs. Two jobs is all that this big solar farm ended up producing. I want to ask you, though, this whole thing, and it came up in the conversation with Tom Steyer, and that is declaring a national emergency on day one of his presidency and using presidential powers. He says there are 150 different presidential powers that he could invoke to get the Green New Deal underway. Have you guys looked at this as to what powers a Democrat president would have on day one?
You know, we haven't, because I think at the end of the day, President Trump will win a very overwhelming re-election because of these things, because of these policies and the things they're promising. And a lot of these things sound like pie-in-the-sky liberal proposals. And, you know, last night they didn't offer a lot of ways or avenues to pay for all these things other than the typical boogeyman of, well, we'll tax the rich, we'll throw oil and gas executives in jail, we'll tax oil and gas companies. This is one of my favorites from Bernie Sanders last night. He said, we're going to take all the money in tax breaks that we're giving to oil and gas firms, and that's going to pay for my $16 trillion plan. I'm not sure how you're going to collect taxes and revenue from industries that you're going to wipe out on day one, but that seems to be Bernie's way to pay for it. But again, I think the American people understand that your taxes are going to go up tenfold. But yeah, to your point about Steyer issuing these things on day one, I think they would have a lot of resistance from a Republican-led Senate by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who I believe will be reelected this coming 2020 election. And I think we'll actually be able to not only maintain our majority in the Senate, but possibly even add a couple seats back that we've lost in previous cycles. So I think in the face of a Republican-led opposition in the Senate, it wouldn't get very far, and we'd do everything in our power to stop it. But again, I think the American people are going to stop it and not let it get to that point, because President Trump has actually been reducing emissions. We're now a net exporter of, I believe, oil now. So there's a lot of things happening in this country already. And one thing President Trump doesn't get enough credit for is he's out there saying, you know, the problem with the Paris Accords and the problem with these big deals that all these Democrats want to go back to under the Obama-Biden administration is that the other countries don't hold up their end of the bargain. So a country like China, who steals American intellectual property, who uses unfair trade practices against us, they're not going to hold up their end of the bargain in any kind of green energy deal in any of these pie-in-the-sky proposals that Democrats are proposing right now. So, again, I think the president doesn't get enough credit there. But, yeah, I don't think this will happen because the American people will put a stop to it on Election Day in November.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us. He is the Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. I want to talk some politics. James Sensenbrenner becoming the 13th member of the House on the Republican side to announce his retirement. He's 76 years old. He's been in Congress since 1978. And this may be just a changing of the guard, so to speak. Do you worry that mass retirements could end up putting Republicans at risk in the House, although we've already lost the majority. But do you worry about yet another retirement?
Not at all. You know, and I think the retirements are overblown right now because unlike the last time around when in 2018, of course, we had 43 retirements around the country, the difference is that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are back in power now. So they promised to come in and get things done. They promised to pass a budget in the first 100 days. They failed to do that. They haven't done anything other than pass non-binding resolutions and turn the House of Representatives into the House of Investigations. You heard Jerry Nadler. He's still moving forward with impeachment proceedings, even though we saw there was no obstruction and no collusion. The Mueller report completely vindicated President Trump, but that's not stopping Jerry Nadler and all the Democrats in the House from moving forward. Even though we saw everything with James Comey, that he violated federal policy when they were using FISA warrant abuse to launch that entire baseless investigation into President Trump. But now we can look at it and say, Nancy Pelosi hasn't done anything for the American people other than baseless fishing expeditions into President Trump that have gone absolutely nowhere, and non-binding resolutions that are meaningless, like, for example, when they condemned all forms of hate instead of just condemning anti-Semitism alone, which they were unable to do because they have an anti-Semitic issue in the Democrat Party right now. So now we can go to the voters in 2020 and say, the Democrats have not delivered anything for you. The only people getting things done for the American people right now are President Trump in the White House and Republicans in the Senate, because Nancy Pelosi and Democrats won't even bring the USMCA trade deal to the floor for a vote right now. So we actually feel very confident about our chances of not only gaining more seats back in the House, but actually even retake because of Nancy Pelosi and her lack of leadership, and also allowing the Socialist Squad to really drive the narrative for Democrats, not just in the House, but the 2020 Democrats running for president and everyone else as well. So we feel very good about our chances of retaking the House in 2020 for sure.
Last time I checked, and this is our final minute, final question, the president had on his schedule a trip to North Carolina for a rally speech there next Monday with Dorian coming dangerously close to the Carolinas. Is that trip still on?
you know, everything we've heard from the Trump campaign is that everything is still on right now. Of course, that's subject to change, given with what it will potentially happen with Hurricane Dorian here. So we're still monitoring it. But, yeah, as of today, the rally is still on, and we look forward to another successful rally from the president.
I always love him. Michael Joyce, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. Really appreciate it. And keep fighting the good fight, would you please?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Michael Joyce, the RNC deputy press secretary, talking about the wasted night on CNN last night. They devoted an entire evening to town halls with Democrat candidates talking about global warming. One big waste of time. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? We may get to your phone calls a little early on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. So here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Scott will lead us off, everybody else behind Scott, so you want to join us? 844-2-Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ooh,
yeah. It's magnifico.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. I want to go to the audio sound bites from last night. Now, this is actually not from last night's town hall, but from an interview involving Chuck Todd on Meet the Press Daily and Tom Steyer. And Chuck Todd asked, and kind of asked it more than once, what is it Americans are going to have to give up relative to the Green New Deal? This was Tom Steyer yesterday's Cut 8. And this was Tom Steyer yesterday with Chuck Todd.
You are presenting it as almost as an overwhelming problem, because it is, and on one hand. But how do you sort of the country along to realize it's a solvable problem? At times it comes across like, oh my God, this is so enormous, I can't do anything.
You know, the truth is the exact opposite is right. I can tell you, I've studied this. I know what it's going to take to do this, and I know we can do it. I know that we have the technology.
Do people have to sacrifice? What sacrifice will Americans have to make to do this?
This is what Americans will have to do. We're going to have to take back our government. I mean, I'm running on the idea of a broken government in Washington, D.C., a government that's been bought by corporations, that there's been a hostile corporate takeover of our government in D.C. And I'm saying we have to restore government of, by, and for the people. There's no place where that's more obvious than in terms of the oil and gas companies and in terms of our energy policies and climate. They are calling the tune and risking the health and safety of every American. And I'm saying we need to call that out and we need to act. We need to not only tell the truth, but Chuck, we can do this. I am highly confident that we have the ability to do this in a way that will make us richer and healthier and get us back to being the leading moral country in the world.
Are you asking anything of the American public? Are they going to have to sacrifice something, whether it's financial or some creature comfort of sorts? What is the American public going to have to do to participate in this?
What I'm asking the American people to do is to show up. I'm asking us all to do exactly what I'm doing, to recognize a problem, to show up, particularly politically, and insist on a solution. If the American people insist on something, we get it. And I think it's time for us to realize that if we break this corporate stranglehold and stabilize the natural world, we're in a position that's better than any people in the history of the planet.
Okay, there you have it, Tom Steyer. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know what that means. Oh, come on, you know. You take the radio program over, and you talk about what interests you. We've been talking about the news of the day, but in our final half hour, what is it that matters to you? Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. It is live and local now. You know what we do in this last half hour of the show. We talk with you about what matters to you. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and we make it real simple. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call me at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. Let's go to your phone calls and get started. Again, I've only got one line open, so if you want to seize it now, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. What is it that floats your boat today? Let's go to Scott, as promised. Scott, you're up, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, you're all talking about climate change, and this is hilarious with a pinch of pathetic, or is it maybe it's the other way around? And what was Clinical Carl talking about earlier? I mean, this is ground control to Major Carl. And I think George Carlin said this best, and I quote, "Let's ask the people of Pompeii if they feel like they are a threat to the planet today."
Wow. Wow. God, I love that. Quoting George Carlin. God rest his soul. That frees up a line you've been trying to get through. You've been getting a busy signal. Now is your chance. A couple of things that I wanted to get to today, if we can. We did not get a chance to really delve into this in any depth. You know that our friends at Walmart have, I don't know, gotten out of the gun business. That may be too strong. But they are no longer going to sell handguns. They're no longer going to sell ammo for .223 or .556. They're going to respectfully ask that even in states where open carry is legal, that people not walk into a store with an open weapon, an open carry weapon. Now, the good thing is Walmart is not the only big box store out there. There are others. And what was the other store today? There was another store that Walgreen. Walgreen is going to, I'm not sure whether it's respectfully ask or dictate that you not open carry in their stores. Now, if you don't want to shop at Walgreen, you don't have to. There's a thing called CVS. You don't have to. If these people, if people like Starbucks and Walmart and these major corporations selling out to political correctness, you know, essentially, you know, adhering to mob mentality, then you can go shop somewhere else. You don't have to shop at Walgreen. You don't have to shop at Walmart. Although I must tell you, I've got a 20, 25-year relationship with Walmart over the years. You don't have to. And I guess my point is you and I are going to dictate whether these policies are good for Walmart, good for Walgreen, or bad. But I'm going to tell you, one of the things that the Democrats have learned over the years is they love to pressure big businesses. They hate big businesses. But Walmart, in doing what they've done, they are essentially emboldening little mom and pop gun stores. And if you don't want to buy your guns at a Walmart, then that's fine. Go to the gun store. Go to any number of places within the sound of my voice, especially in Northern Nevada. The bottom line is that what Walmart has done and what Walgreen is doing and other you know, people who want to be good corporate citizens. What they're essentially doing is becoming politically correct corporate citizens. I mean, if you want to do that as a business, be my guest. But remember, it's you and it's me that dictates whether Walmart or Walgreen are going to be successful, are going to be able to return on their investment, their stockholders' investment. I know it's kind of a dirty word, profit. Ooh, God forbid. God forbid we should allow for profit in this country. God forbid we should allow people to risk their own fortunes in order to create more wealth. And, of course, when you create more wealth, what happens? You end up building more stores, hiring more people, etc. Anyway, the bottom line is that Walmart and now Walgreen, and I'm sure there are going to be others that are going to say we don't want open carry, or people that carry guns as a part of their big box store menu, that they're going to end up saying, no, we're going to go out and get out of the gun. Well, that's fine, because what that means is the locally owned and operated stores are going to be able to sell more guns. They're going to need to expand. They're going to need to hire more people. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And by the way, what happened to the people that were working at a Walmart selling guns, selling handguns, selling ammo for a 5.56 or a 223s. We'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. You want to join in? You want to be a part of the show? What we do on this part of the show is we turn the program over to you. Yeah, and we make it real simple. You call us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to more of your calls from all across the state of Nevada, from the Coachella Valley as well. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Been local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it with my juices, my orange juice. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. It's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get real water anytime, anyplace, on the go, even if you don't have a real water distributor in your area. So go right now, KevinWallRadio.com. Let's get to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. Let's open up with Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I want to bring up Walmart. I just made my last trip to their store. I walked in without my gun. I took it off like they wanted me to do. Did my shopping, went to the register, checked out. And when I was leaving, I asked the lady, do you have security in the store? And she says, well, yes, I do, sir. And I said, well, are they armed? And she said, no. And I said, goodbye. This is my last time in your store. Like I said, they need to be putting, where they have their greeters on the entrance to that store, a armed security. They need to turn their greeters into an armed security right in front. The idea of taking these bullets, all the bullets on the shelf, is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and it's going to go down as one of the most corporate business blunders ever.
It's gonna, to me, it's going to be the equivalent of, what was it, Coke Classic, or I forget what the Coke brand back in the, I don't know, 70s or 80s, and it turned out to be a huge corporate blunder, and they still can't live it down. So, can I tell you, I agree with you. And I just hope that America, and I'm talking about not the liberal left that you see on MSNBC or CNN, but that real Americans will stand up and say, we're just not going to accept this. And
you know, one other thing. You know, when you go into the store, say you're coming in from Arizona and you're out in a rural store, you only have a Walmart, a local Walmart. Say you're like Kingman, Arizona. Most of the people out in Arizona where I'm at, we wear a gun on our hip all the time, do the snakes and all the other critters out in the desert. Okay? It's going to be funny when everybody goes to their Walmart and they're seen in the parking lot taking their guns off, leaving them in the star, in their car. How many thefts do you think are going to happen?
Yeah. No, especially if the bad guys know it. If the bad guys know that these people that are strapping on are going to be unstrapping and putting their guns in their trunk, they're going to know that.
Yeah, and then you've also created a gun-free zone. Now you've taken all your ammo, all your guns out of the store. You have no armed security. Then people are going to let their shooters are going to laugh their way all the way in they did like in El Paso. They're going to walk right into the store laughing even more than what they did before.
Well, I just say, hey, I'm so excited, as sad as I am about what Walmart has done, I'm very excited for, gun stores all across the region who are going to who just have been handed a huge Christmas present in September. A huge Christmas present. Let's go to Paul. Paul is in Las Vegas listening on 790 Talk Now. Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to 2 points. One real short. The city of San Francisco passed a resolution that declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. That's in the city of San Francisco, so I'm never going there again. And in reference to what the gent said about Walmart, I spend $80 a month, or I did spend $80 a month at Walmart. There's 5 million NRA members a month. That's $400 million if 5 million NRA members went to Walmart. And over a year, if everybody bought a box of ammo a week, that's $4.8 billion just from 5 million gun owners. And there's 170 million gun owners in the United States. So to Walmart and Kroger, have a nice day. If you change your mind, we're never coming back. So have a nice day, Kevin.
Thank you very much. That's the way people feel. That is the way people feel. And it's sad it has had to come to that. I mean, it really honestly is. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's just... but you know, the great thing is, this is America. Nobody has to shop at Walmart. Nobody has to stop, has to shop at Walgreens or any of these stores. You want to go back to the old days, the pre-Walmart days? Be my guest. I mean, I'm not a big boycott guy, but I'm just saying, if you don't agree with those policies, if you now are not going to feel safe in a Walmart store, I would feel much safer with a bunch of open carry people. With instead of the little old ladies, little old guys, the 75, 80-year-old people saying, hi, welcome to Walmart. And instead there was some strapping young man or woman. I'd feel much safer. I mean, I would feel much safer that way. Oh, by the way, I gotta let you hear this. This is so bizarre. Let's go to cut three, because this is Julian Castro. He was on with Wolf Blitzer last night, another one of these stupid global warming town halls. But I want you to hear the hypocrite in chief among the 20 declared Democrat candidates. It is cut number three. Julian Castro, who was on with Wolf Blitzer, tap dancing around a question about his support as mayor of San Antonio for fracking. Here it is.
Reports warn that we only have 11 years to get off fossil fuels to have a safe, livable future. But as mayor of San Antonio, you welcome the fracking boom. Why should we trust you as president to transition our economy to renewables, given your past middle ground approach?
I appreciate the question from Scylla, and you know, I want to commend the Sunrise Movement. As you know, they've been pushing for a democratic climate debate, which I hope happens. I'm glad that we're having this. Conversation today. First of all, she's right. When I was mayor of San Antonio, I did believe that there were opportunities to be had in fracking that was going on in South Texas. The thing is that back then, which was, you know, almost a decade ago, we have been saying that natural gas was a bridge fuel, right? We're coming to the end of the bridge. And my plan calls for moving toward clean, renewable, zero emission energy in the years to come. That's what I would focus on. A good example of that is that a few days ago, I was in Iowa, in Newton, Iowa, and I visited this company called TPI. Newton used to have a Maytag facility that made washing machines, manufactured them there. And then it closed. And TPI came in and they manufacture wind turbines. They put 750 jobs, decent paying jobs, put people back to work that had been out of work. In other words, this transition is already happening. Two of the fastest growing jobs in our country are wind turbine service technician and solar panel installer. They're already growing tremendously. In Texas, in my home state of Texas, last month there was more energy generated from wind than from coal. Right? And today in Iowa, y'all can imagine, I mean, everybody's been spending quite a bit of time in Iowa. In Iowa, in 95 out of the 99 counties in that state, wind is already the cheapest source of energy. And in the other four, it's solar. So we've been working for years on this, and we're ready to make that transition.
So just to clarify on fracking, if you were president, would you ban fracking? Would you ban fossil fuel exports?
Look, I support local communities and states that want to ban fracking. Okay, I have not called for an immediate ban on fracking. What I am doing is moving us away from fracking and natural gas and investing in wind energy, solar energy, other renewables to get us to net zero by 2045.
Wow. That was Julian Castro last night as a part of the Wolf Blitzer CNN deal. I mean, it was just bizarre watching for like 7 straight hours, almost 8 hours of global warming talk. I mean, you want to talk about a snoozer? You want to talk about something that'll put you to bed early? That's what happened. That was absolutely amazing. Tomorrow on the show, yes, we'll have the Friday song. I promise. The Friday song goes wherever I go. It was first created in Nashville, Tennessee, by a bunch of country artists. And now it's yours. I hope you have a great rest of your day. We will join you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here, live and local now. Yeah, it's yours, we-